Unit 12. The Flood. Have you heard about the Great Flood? Perhaps you have heard about a man named Noah who built a huge boat to escape the flood. In this legend of the Great Flood, water covered all the land, killing most of the people and animals on earth. Only Noah's immediate family, including his wife, three sons, and the sons' wives, survived the flood along with all of the animals on his boat. After the flood waters receded, the people and animals on Noah's boat set about repopulating the earth. This legend of Noah and his family is familiar to many people. But it is not the only legend about a great flood. Actually, many cultures have similar stories about a great flood that wiped out almost everyone on earth. In the Jewish, Muslim, and Christian legend of the flood, Noah was warned by God that a great flood would kill every human and animal on land. God told Noah to construct the boat that would save his family and two of every animal. In a Hindu legend of the flood, a fish warned a man about the flood, and only the man was saved. Then the gods made a woman for this man, and the man and woman had many children. The Greek, Roman, and Chinese legends of the flood say only people on the highest mountain survived the flood. In Scandinavian and Celtic legends, the water of the flood was actually the blood of a giant. When the giant was killed, its body became the earth, and its blood covered all of the land. There are also Incan, Mayan, and American Indian legends about a great flood. In each of these legends, a few people lived through the flood by climbing mountains or by constructing boats. Many people today believe the Great Flood is only a legend. However, other people say that the striking similarities among all of the flood legends suggest a real flood covered the earth at some point long ago. In fact, some scientists speculate that the ancient floodwaters are now frozen in glaciers at the poles of the earth. But why do the legends disagree with each other? The flood happened long before humans could write, so the story of the flood could only be passed down through generations by oral retellings. As the story was passed by word of mouth, it may have changed as various cultures learned the story. That may explain why some parts of the legends differ. Through careful examination of the similar elements in these legends, however, certain facts about an ancient catastrophic flood may be revealed.